All right, so you're thinking about starting a business, huh? That's pretty exciting. We're going to try to help you out today with this deep dive. We're looking at advice from people who have already been there, done that, and also some cold hard data on businesses that have done really well. And you might be surprised to learn that one of the most successful types of business out there is laundromats, of all things. We'll get to that a little later, but first, let's hear what some of these business leaders have to say.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn from those who've already walked the path, you
Yeah.
know, both the good and the bad.
For sure. We found this awesome video from Goldman Sachs where they interviewed a bunch of entrepreneurs. And, one of the themes that kept coming up again and again was how important it is to really make your customers happy.
It makes sense when you think about it. You know,
Yeah.
these days, there's so much competition out there. It's not enough to just meet expectations. You really got to go above and beyond to create a loyal customer base.
Yeah, they weren't just talking about like good service. They were talking about creating a whole experience that people love. One CEO even said that he literally dreams about customer delight.
Wow, it's
Yeah.
dedication. And you know, that level of commitment really shows. Think about the businesses you personally go back to time and time again.
Yeah.
I bet they've figured out how to make you feel valued and appreciated. Like when you walk into your favorite local coffee shop and they remember your order, it's the little things you know.
Right. And these business leaders said that those small things really add up. They also talked about how good old-fashioned hard work is so important too. There was this great story about a business owner who would get to the office before everyone else every single day just to make coffee for his employees.
Oh, that's really nice. It's those kind of small gestures that can really help build a positive company culture. When employees feel appreciated, they're more likely to care about the business doing well.
Yeah, definitely. And speaking of doing well, these business leaders were also all about learning from your mistakes. They said everyone hits bumps in the road, but what really matters is how you get back up and adjust.
Yeah, resilience is so important for any entrepreneur. Things are going to go wrong, that's just how it is. But the people who can see those setbacks as opportunities to grow are the ones who will ultimately succeed.
Absolutely. So we've got delighting customers, hard work, and resilience. What else did they mention? Oh, yeah. Figuring out your business purpose. Why are you doing what you're doing? What kind of impact do you want to make?
That's such a fundamental question. If you don't have a clear sense of purpose, it's easy to get distracted or just lose motivation. But when you have that purpose figured out, it guides every single decision you make.
Totally. And once you know your purpose, you can start to build a team of people who are just as passionate about it as you are. They talked a lot about how hiring the right people can really make or break your business.
Yeah, you know, when everyone's on the same page and working towards a common goal, it creates a powerful feeling of camaraderie. Kind of like a sports team. They might have different strengths and weaknesses, but they come together as one because they're all working towards the same trophy.
It's not just about having that shared vision, though. It's also about having the mental toughness to see it through. Starting a business can feel like a roller coaster, and these leaders really stressed how important it is to stay focused and level-headed through all the ups and downs.
Oh, yeah. It's
Yeah.
super easy to get caught up in the excitement or the stress, but it's so important to stay grounded. Kind of like the captain of a ship during a storm. They've got to stay calm and keep their eyes on the destination, even with all those waves crashing around them.
And speaking of navigating, they also talked about how important it is to have a clear plan for standing out. What makes your business different? Why should people choose you over everyone else?
It's all about finding your niche. Why should customers choose you instead of the competition? What problem are you solving better than anyone else?
Right. It goes back to offering something truly valuable and making sure your customers know why you're the best choice.
And you know what? You also got to be able to explain that value really clearly and convincingly, too.
So we just heard some really great advice from those Goldman Sachs entrepreneurs, but now let's switch gears a little bit and look at some data on businesses that are more likely to be successful. I think a lot of people are hesitant to start a business because a lot of them just fail. Actually, did you know that two-thirds of small businesses close within 10 years?
Yeah, that's definitely something to think about. But it also shows how important it is to really think carefully about your business model. Some industries just have a better track record than others.
Exactly. And luckily for us, we've got some insights from this business analyst, Cody Sanchez. She breaks down some businesses with really impressive track records in this YouTube video we found. Are you ready for this? The number one business with the lowest failure rate is laundromats.
Laundromats. Really, that's not exactly what I think of when I hear successful business.
I know, right? I was surprised too. But when you really think about it, it kind of makes sense. They have almost a 95% success rate over 5 years, which is incredible. Sanchez even calls laundromats her gateway drug to business. You know, she bought one for $100,000 and ended up making $67,000 in profit.
Wow. It's interesting how a business that seems so simple can be so consistently profitable. What's the secret?
Well, one thing is that it's a service that people always need. People will always need to wash their clothes no matter what's happening with the economy. And the business model itself is pretty low investment and simple to run.
Yeah, you don't need to come up with something totally new. You're just providing a basic service in a clean, efficient, hopefully pleasant environment.
But like those Goldman Sachs folks were saying, making your customers happy is still important, even in a laundromat.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about finding ways to make the experience better. You know, maybe offer free Wi-Fi or a comfy waiting area, or partner with a local coffee shop to give people discounts. Little things like that can make a big difference. It's about creating a nice little community and making people feel good about doing a chore they might not enjoy otherwise.
So laundromats are a surprisingly solid bet. What else did Sanchez talk about?
Coming in at number two is rental property businesses. They have an 85.3% success rate.
Real estate, the classic way to build wealth. What's so great about this business model?
Well, it provides consistent monthly cash flow. Plus, there's a potential for the property to go up in value over time. And then there are also some tax benefits that come with owning real estate.
It sounds like a pretty safe bet, but isn't it a lot of work to be a landlord?
It can be, but there are ways to make it easier. You could hire a property manager to handle the day-to-day stuff. Or you could focus on certain types of properties that require less hands-on management, like student housing or those short-term rentals.
So there's some flexibility depending on how involved you want to be and how much risk you're comfortable with. Makes sense. What's the next business on our list?
Number three is another real estate opportunity. Self-storage facilities. They have a 92% success rate. It seems like people just have more and more stuff these days and need somewhere to put it all.
That's the truth. I feel like I'm always getting rid of stuff and I still run out of space. What makes self-storage so attractive as a business, though?
You get the same benefits as owning rental properties,
Yeah.
you know, the potential for the property to appreciate and the tax advantages. But self-storage facilities are also pretty low maintenance. You don't have to deal with tenants as much as you do with apartments. And a lot of facilities are even managed remotely now with technology.
Wow, that's awesome. So passive income is definitely appealing. Okay, what about number four?
Number four is transportation businesses, and they have a 76.4% success rate. This sector has really grown a lot in recent years, thanks to all the online shopping and the demand for delivery services, like those last mile deliveries, you know, getting packages from the warehouse to people's homes.
So even though ride sharing isn't as popular as it used to be, there's still a lot of opportunities in transportation. But what exactly is last mile delivery? It sounds kind of technical.
Oh, it's not that complicated. It just means a final step in the delivery process, you know, from the local distribution center to the customer's doorstep. And it's become a big logistical challenge for businesses because online shopping just keeps growing. That's where all these smaller transportation companies come in.
Oh, I see. They're filling that gap in the supply chain. So it's not just about taxis and ride sharing anymore. There are a lot of ways for entrepreneurs to be creative in this industry. What's the next business on the list?
Number five might surprise you, vending machine routes. They have a success rate of over 90%.
Vending machines? Seriously,
Yeah.
I just think of this as being kind of old-fashioned.
I know they're not exactly the most exciting business, but they've been around for a reason. They're a cheap way to make passive income, and you can get creative with what you sell on them these days.
That's true. It's not just chips and candy anymore. I've seen vending machines with everything from electronics to healthy snacks. It's like a tiny little store that's open all the time.
Exactly. If you pick the right locations and the right products, vending machines can be a really profitable business. Plus, it's a great way to learn the basics of business, like managing inventory and pricing and customer service, without having to invest a lot of money up front.
That's a great point. It's a low-risk way to try out being an entrepreneur. So we've talked about laundromats, rental properties, self-storage, transportation, and vending machines. What's the last one on Sanchez's list?
The last one is senior care centers. Sanchez didn't give an exact success rate for this one, but she did highlight it as a high-growth industry, especially with more and more people getting older and the increasing demand for senior care services.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's a business that meets a growing need and has the potential to really help people. But isn't it a very specialized field? Would you need to have experience in healthcare to run a senior care center?
You would definitely need to follow all the regulations and maybe get certain licenses. But There are different models for senior care, and some of them don't require a medical background. Like, some centers focus on things like companionship, social activities, and help with daily tasks instead of medical care.
So you can enter this industry in different ways depending on your interests and what you're good at. That's great. So we have this list of low-risk businesses from Cody Sanchez, but how do we know if these are good opportunities where we live?
That's a good question. What works in one place might not work somewhere else. Luckily, we found some data specifically about San Diego that can help us understand what's doing well here. But remember, this data is focused on businesses with growth potential, not necessarily the ones with the absolute lowest risk.
Okay, so now we're moving from national trends to a local perspective.
Yeah.
Let's dive into the San Diego scene and see what's hot. What do we have? Okay, so we've got this list of businesses that are growing really fast in San Diego, and it's a pretty diverse mix, which is cool.
Yeah, it shows you just how dynamic the San Diego economy is. There's really something for everyone here.
The first one on the list is craft beer and food manufacturing. No surprise there, right? San Diego is like the craft beer capital.
Yeah, and Sanchez even mentioned craft beer in her video. It seems like it's a trend that's not going away anytime soon. I mean, people are more and more interested in buying local and artisanal products, and they're willing to pay more for that quality.
And it's not just beer. We're seeing this with all kinds of food, like gourmet coffee and kombucha.
It's all about quality, authenticity, and supporting local businesses. And San Diego is a great place for food entrepreneurs with farmers markets and places that help you package your products, and just a community that loves this kind of innovation.
The next one on the list is e-commerce and online retail. Again, not a huge surprise with how much online shopping has grown.
Yeah, the internet has opened up so many doors for people who want to start businesses. You don't need a physical store to reach customers all over the world anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy to get started. You can set up a shop online and start selling from anywhere.
But just like those Goldman Sachs entrepreneurs said, you got to find a way to stand out. There's a lot of competition online.
Right. So maybe you focus on a very specific product or offer amazing customer service or use social media to build a strong brand. It's all about being creative and finding your own unique angle. So what else is doing well in San Diego?
Environmental consulting and sustainable services are growing really quickly. This shows how much society is shifting towards being more eco-conscious. There's a big demand for solutions that are good for the environment.
It's pretty interesting how something that used to be kind of niche is now becoming more mainstream. People are a lot more aware of their environmental impact, and businesses are trying to meet that demand.
Exactly. We're seeing more of everything from solar panels to green buildings to sustainable packaging.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about being green. It's about building a future that's better for everyone.
And the last one on the list is professional services, which includes things like consulting, accounting, legal services, and marketing. What makes this sector so attractive in San Diego?
Well, for one thing, it doesn't cost a lot to get started. Your skills and your network are your most important assets. And San Diego has a lot of skilled workers and a really collaborative business environment that's perfect for this type of service.
It's a great example of using your knowledge to create a business. And as businesses get more complex, the demand for experts and specialized services is only going to increase.
It's a sector that's always changing with new specialties popping up all the time. So there's always an opportunity to find your niche and build a successful practice.
So we've covered a lot of ground today, from those tips on making your customers happy to laundromats to the hottest industries in San Diego. It's been quite a deep dive.
Yeah, it's all about understanding the possibilities out there and figuring out which opportunity fit your skills and interests.
You don't have to start the next big tech company to be successful. There are so many ways to be a successful entrepreneur, and some of them might surprise you.
Like those laundromats with their 95% success rate. Who knew?
It's true. Sometimes the businesses that people overlook are the most profitable. The important thing is to find something you're passionate about, something that solves a real problem, and something you can do well.
And don't be afraid to get started. It might seem scary at first, but every successful business owner had to start somewhere.
We hope this deep dive has given you some things to think about and maybe even sparked some ideas. Remember, building a business is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be challenges, but if you have the right attitude and you're willing to learn and adapt, you can achieve amazing things.
And we're here to help you every step of the way.
So what's the one thing you can do today to move your business idea forward? Write it down, make a phone call, do some research. Just take that first step and see where it leads you.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. See you next time.